stood still and they worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Sweet
signs you may need to replace your
Okay. Father, thank you for being so in our lives. I've been breathing your presence all day without even thinking about it, because you're in every breath we take and you're in every move we make. And in you we live and we breathe and we have our being. Thank you for making the message clearer and clearer to us day after day, that you've said everything you ever intended to or ever intend to say to creation in the ultimate inside the man Jesus. But you birthed from the abyss. You raised from the dead, exalted to your right, who you declared as King, your righteous King, who you acknowledged as God, who you anointed as that priest king, and who you declared as the Lord who created everything, an incredible totality that you put inside a man. And in him all your fullness dwells in the light that shines from his face is the light of your glory. Thank you for such a perfect plan. Thank you for including us in it. And would you, Father, teach us great and glorious things which we do not know, and bring us an abundance of peace and of health. Lord, I pray for this season, this time, in Sukkot, the rejoicing, the celebration, celebration of harvest with the full anticipation of the need for the rain and what's ahead and what's before, that we can have this great overlap where we rejoice in what you provided and pray for what you are to provide in the future. Thank you for being so far ahead and for noticing everything going on down here. These renegade governments and renegade hearts all beat to your cadence and your pace. At the proper time you sent Jesus, at the exact time he died, at the exact time he became alive, at the exact time he rose, at the exact time he's returning. Thank you for showing Peter and James and John in a prophetic vision Jesus in his glory with the light shining in his face and his garment so radiant, whiter than it could ever be done by any launderer in the world. The light inside him that was so dormant because he was here in human flesh. For just one moment, Father, you allowed it to be seen by three, so that Peter could say to us, we didn't use cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and the coming in the future of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. And Peter said, when glory and honor was given to Jesus by God the Father, such an utterance as this was made by the majestic glory. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased, a man. Wow. And Peter also said, we heard this utterance when we're with him on the holy mountain. So you have the prophetic word, the word of the return of the Son of Man, more sure, which is like a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in our hearts. And to the degree, Father, with our image maker, we can see the light in Jesus' face, and the brighter it grows, the more the day star rises in our hearts. The time is drawing near. The time, Father, for much greater display of your power, much greater display of your majesty than we've experienced in so long a time. We read in your word of the great deeds that you did in the early church, the deeds of the past. We ask that they will be done in our day, Lord, and in our time, that you would indeed extend your hands to heal and grant that signs and grant that wonders take place. In the name of your holy servant, Jesus, give us the courage to speak clearly about him, that he's alive. Thank you for that opportunity. It's so simple to say, but everything is different, and everything can be different, and everything will be different because Jesus of Nazareth is resurrected from the dead, is alive, and is the man sitting at the right hand of God as our priest and king. I ask you, Lord, to have a special eye on all this family, this small family, and all those that will hear from what we say or from recordings. That you help us see how clearly you've made the message inside Jesus, that this wonderful good news is about him, and it's not about us, it's for us. Thank you. Thank you for so great a salvation, Father. So great. Vav, third position. Jesus, the one saved. Jesus, the one healed. Jesus, the one delivered. Currently, eternally in the state of one saved, healed, and delivered. And in the reality of that, realities in action, being expressed and being experienced. Let this all be our own experience, Lord, both today and forever. And I do ask your blessing on everybody that is here right now, that you allow us, Lord, like the priest of old, to say, the Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. In his name and for his glory. Amen. Bless you, everybody. Thank you. Have a good rest of the day or the night or wherever it is for you in the world. Bye-bye.